This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Since Governor Chris Sununu vetoed the Democratic-backed state budget, little progress has been made on a bipartisan deal. So, what's the holdup and what's at stake? NHPR's senior political reporter Josh Rogers has been covering budget negotiations, and he's with us now. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Governor Sununu and Democratic leaders in the legislature disagree on some key aspects of the budget. What are those?
Well, numbers are part of it. The governor wants to spend $13.1 billion in his budget. The budget passed by Democrats would spend $13.3 billion. So there's that difference, but then there are key policy differences. Taxes is perhaps the most high profile. The governor wants to retain business tax cuts to the business profits tax and the business enterprise tax that took effect in January. Democrats want to reverse those. There's also provider rates for the state's Medicaid program. Democrats want a 3.1% across the board increase. The governor wants provider rate increases to be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. And then education is also a major sticking point. The Democratic budget added more than $100 million in new school aid for districts. The governor's budget did not initially add school aid apart from building aid. He's now open to potentially spending more. So, you know, in those differences, you look at it, you've got key areas. You've got the business community, which wants certainty on taxes. You have the healthcare providers and hospitals on the Medicaid front. And then, of course, you have cities and towns and local school districts on the education funding front. So, you know, these sticking points affect a lot of people and key political constituencies.
And adding to the complications in these negotiations is the drop in revenue expectations for business taxes. How problematic are these new estimates?
Well, the new estimates from the state's revenue department suggest that business tax collections could be down as much as about $100 million over the next 2 years. That's significant, but there was some volatility expected in this given changes at the federal level. And, you know, forecasting revenues is not exact. The net effect politically, though, seems to be a hardening of stances across the board. Democrats say that, you know, these lagging estimates prove that you're not going to raise more money by cutting taxes endlessly. And it's made Governor Sununu seemingly more insistent on keeping them, saying that he accounted for this in his budget and this is making the business climate stronger. But if you look at language in the wake of these estimates that came out from the House Speaker and Senate President in a letter where they call these cuts corporate giveaways, you know, they're probably not helping consensus be reached.
Some schools in poor cities and towns were hoping for some relief from this budget. What's the impact of this impasse on those school districts as we head back into the school year?
Well, I mean, they're operating under the past budget. They were expecting to get more under the budget adopted by lawmakers. Districts saw a lot of progress potentially for them in terms of property tax relief in the budget passed by lawmakers. $6 million in new money was going to go to Claremont, which is, of course, the plaintiff town in the school funding lawsuits historically. $3 million was supposed to go to Berlin, which has had to close its elementary school and is, you know, operating without a chemistry teacher at present. So, you know, a lot of these communities are under a great deal of financial stress. And, you know, this is a sticking point in the negotiations. Governor Sununu seems to recognize that. This morning, he announced a plan that he's calling a compromise that would boost aid to a lot of these communities, not to the extent that Democrats want. And, you know, this came up during today's hearing when State Senator Dan Feltz has put the question to Berlin Mayor Paul Grenier. Why don't we listen?
About 15 minutes ago, the governor issued a letter calling for a quote-unquote compromise in education funding, including cutting from the Committee of Conference education budget, including going down to 90% stabilization. What's your reaction to that?
That's unacceptable. We've lost $1 million already. How much is enough? 90% doesn't cut it. I would dig in my heels.
That sounds pretty loud and clear from the mayor of Berlin. But the questioner, Senate Majority Leader Dan Feltes, he's likely to try to challenge Sununu for the governor's job in 2020. To what extent is the election going to be a factor in the negotiations now?
You know, that's a good question. You could hear that in the questioning from Senator Feltes. Yesterday at the Executive Council meeting, Andrew Velinsky, another potential Democratic challenger to Governor Sununu, Executive Counselor, went at the governor a little bit on provider rates and essentially what's your criteria for judging these. So, you know, that's a factor. And then meanwhile, you have the Republican Party on the other side injecting kind of a partisan angle in this as well, you know, tweeting about how the hearings that Democrats, that the finance committees have been holding are, quote, dog and pony show. So, you know, that's probably not helping anyone reach compromise. You know, they have until the end of next month. That's when the continuing resolution, the temporary spending plan, expires. But to really get this done, they're really going to have to make progress in the next few weeks. And, you know, right now, it's hard to know what's going to happen.
NHPR senior political reporter Josh Rogers, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.
And you can find more coverage of the state budget negotiations at nhpr.org.